We are now here in the studio with Glenda Novinger. Excuse me. We're here in the studio with Glenda Novinger. It's Jack and Jim for the morning show. We're recording this on Monday the 17th, and we'll be hearing this on the morning of this Thursday, July 20th, or June 20th. Okay. Off to a really smashing start here. We're here with Glenda Novinger, the conductor and music director of the Bonner's Ferry Community Orchestra. They have, well, a long history, but coming up on July 4th, there is a concert, a free concert that anyone is welcome to attend. So, Glenda, can you tell us a little bit right off the bat just about that concert coming up on July 4th? Where is it? How do people find more information about it if there is more to be found?
Jack, thank you so much for having me. Jim, I really appreciate the opportunity to get the word out about our concert coming up. The Bonner's Ferry Community Orchestra is going to be playing a free concert in the Boundary County Fairgrounds. It's going to be at 7 p.m. for the public, and we are going to be, this is the third year in a row that we've played this type of concert. We're mostly playing patriotic music, of course, to celebrate our country's birthday, and we will our concert will be about an hour long, and we have approximately 42 musicians that are going to be playing in the orchestra for this concert, and we look forward to an exciting presentation just like last year. It's very fun to play outdoors, and it's different than an indoor concert. So
For somebody who's not familiar with the Bonner's Ferry area, where is the outdoor concert going to take place?
Well, it will be at the fairgrounds, which is on Riverside Avenue, just south of the Kootenai River, and we'll be playing under the pavilion.
Okay, and this is at 7 o'clock before the fireworks.
Yes.
And how many, let's talk about the Bonner's Ferry Community Orchestra in general. How many members are there?
Well, we have probably about 50 people who play with us one season or another. So depending on the season, we have about 42 or three players that play with us for each concert.
And you mentioned about 40 will be there on July 4th?
Yes.
Okay. And talk about the playlist. What choices you made, and what can a person who's going to be in the audience listening can sort of expect, or are there going to be some surprises?
Well, we'll be playing American music, for starters.
Okay.
And we'll be playing some standard patriotic songs, like The Stars and Stripes Forever and God Bless America. We'll be playing a salute to veterans and to all that are in the military. We'll be playing all five of the military theme songs in our Armed Forces medley. Of course, that's always a favorite, and we want to honor those people who have given of their service to our country. My own father was an Air Force officer, and one of my sons served in the war in Iraq as an Army striker commander, and became a ranger with the Army. And so within my own family, yep, there's a real respect for those who have served. And so then we are also going to play some other surprises.
Okay. Now, you mentioned like a song like God Bless America. Will there be a vocalist, or will there be any vocalists, or will this be all instruments?
This year, it's all instrumental.
Okay.
In the past, we have had Mr. Len Pine, mm-hmm, Dr. Pine, mm-hmm, who has sung with us, but he's not going to be able to do that this year, but he'll be rejoining us another time.
It's the Bonner's Ferry Community Orchestra. Are all the members of the orchestra coming from the Bonners Ferry area?
Community? That's a great question, Jack. Mm-hmm. Actually, we have probably 2/3 of our orchestra is from the Bonners Ferry area, Boundary mm-hmm. County. And about 1/3 is coming from outside of our county. For example, we have about 10 or 12 players that drive over from Troy and mm-hmm. Libby, Montana to rehearse with us and play with us. And we also have at least 6 players coming from the Sandpoint Sagal area mm-hmm. that play with us.
Okay. I have a question about a community orchestra. You know, it's sort of like a potluck affair, isn't it? You know, like you said, you have 50 members. What happens if there's like 25 people with a violin? How do you fill in gaps with, do you see what I'm getting at with like, oh gosh, wouldn't it be great to have a cello player? Let's mm-hmm. hope a cello player moves into Bonners Ferry this year. Mm-hmm. How do you handle that, Glenda?
That is an excellent question because balance within the orchestra is very important. And it's interesting that from the beginning of when I took the direction in 2017
okay.
until now, we started with 15 players.
Wow.
And now it's grown. But one of the things that I told Bob Sabo, the charter member, he has been with the orchestra 50 years from the beginning. And our principal violinist, Janet Peterson, was that it was really important to recruit players. Okay. And so because I have a music studio in Bonners Ferry, a Novinger Music Center, I play a number of instruments myself to get students going, I have been able to teach some of the students who are currently playing with our orchestra so that we could fill in some of those gaps. But providentially, it's quite a blessing that we all of our sections are well-balanced. I can't claim credit for that. It's just the way it's evolved.
When you talk about sections, I don't know if I've ever realized an orchestra had sections. Can you talk about that a little bit for somebody who doesn't know much about the creation of an orchestra?
Sure. The orchestra has 4 families: the woodwind family, the string family, the brass family, and the percussion family. And so within each of those families, there are groups of instruments. So within the string family, we've got the violins are the highest instrument, then the violas and the cellos. We have a good mix of those instruments. We do not have any string bass players at this time. But within our orchestra, we do have tuba players. So especially for the 4th of July.
Oh, you need tubas.
We need the low end. And so we have two tuba players that are mm-hmm. covering any parts that a string bass might play.
Now, are there any members of the family that you mentioned in the groups where there's need?
Always. Always. Mm-hmm. We can always use more players within each section. But I have to say that at the current time, the sections are very well balanced.
Terrific.
Within the woodwind section, we have clarinets, flutes, oboes, and a bass clarinet, and we have some saxophones. Probably the greatest need we have for players would be in the French horn area within the brass family. We have one terrific French horn player, and but there are always 4 French horn parts written, and he gets to play one of them. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the blessings in our orchestra is that we have a husband-wife team, Ty and Brenda Nogaty, who live in Troy. They were band directors for 30 years in Libby and Troy. They are now retired. So when I have, let's say, alto sax players or someone in the orchestra that on the score there is no part written for the alto sax, Brenda Nogaty will take one of those French horn parts or a bassoon part. That's another need. And she will transpose those parts for the instrumentation that we do have. And that really helps me out a lot, saves me a lot of time.
The bassoon is a need.
Putting out a call, you know, in the local newspaper for I need a bassooner.
A bassoonist?
Bassoonist, not a bassooner.
Actually, disclaimer, for our May concerts, the daughter of our bass clarinet player is a professional bassoonist, and she lives in Texas, and she actually flew up to play with us, which was awesome.
Oh, what fun.
Yeah. It was fun.
You mentioned that the orchestra goes back to 50 years, goes back to 1973.
That's correct.
Do you know any, like, what the history was? Do you kind of know the origin story of the orchestra, how it came together?
Yes. In fact, on our website, bonnersferryorchestra.org, are several interviews that I did with the founder of the orchestra. Sabira was the founder back in 1973. And I interviewed her last year, and we played along with two other charter members, Carl Dahlberg and Bob Sabo, and Carl's daughter, who joined as an elementary school student at the time. And I interviewed all of them individually about the beginning of the orchestra, and that those interviews are accessible for anyone to listen to if you're interested in more information about how we got started.
And one more time, where does one go to get the information and hear these interviews?
On our website, bonnersferryorchestra.org.
Okay, it's all crammed together and no capital letters.
That's correct.
Excellent, excellent. And how about your involvement? You mentioned 2017. Were you a player in the orchestra before you stepped up to director and conductor?
Yes.
How many years?
My husband and I bought our property in Bonners Ferry in 2012.
Okay.
At the time, we weren't quite ready to move up here. The following year, my husband moved up. And 2 years later, after I passed my business on in California.
Mm-hmm.
I say that wincing. I know that a lot of people up here are not thrilled with Californians moving up, but I hope that...
But you brought an instrument or two with you. What's wrong with that? Mm-hmm.
I did. And I didn't come to change anyone, but to hopefully enrich the lives of
Perfect.
The people in the community.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so...
I joined the orchestra when I moved up here in 2015, playing the flute.
Okay.
And at the time, I was the only flute player.
And what family is that in?
The Woodwind family.
The Woodwind. Okay. Okay.
And so I had fun with the orchestra as a player for about a year and a half until that the orchestra director at that time, Lily Albertson, became ill. And then, unfortunately, she passed away in a relatively short amount of time. And that was when Bob Sabo and Janet Peterson came to me and asked if I would take charge of the orchestra. So at the tail end of 2017 was when I took the direction.
Okay. So what's the next step between becoming musical director and conductor? Those are two separate things, aren't they?
Yes and no. The conductor obviously conducts the music, but the director is the one who runs the orchestra, does the communication, chooses the music, and takes care of the other details.
Mm-hmm.
I did that alone until 2 years ago when I was quite overwhelmed with the growth of the orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we established a board of directors.
And how many people on the board of directors?
We have eight.
Eight. Mm-hmm. And
including me, nine.
Mm-hmm. So you're not only the musical director and the conductor, you're the board member as well as a flautist.
That's right.
Whoa, that's all. What does a conductor have to know how to play all the instruments?
No, but that helps. I can play. I learned how to play all of the basic instruments, which would be flute, clarinet, alto sax, trumpet, trombone, and percussion. When I was being trained in college and also as an elementary music teacher. So I was teaching beginning band, advanced band, and choir for children. And so that's kind of how I got my start if you would say instrumental conducting. So the one area that I would consider I am not a player in would be the string section. Okay. I'm not a violinist, violist, or cellist. I took classes in that in college a long time ago, but I'm relying on our principal violinist, Janet Peterson, and our other string players to carry that section, although I'm overseeing all of it.
I've got a desert island question to ask, Glenda. Mm-hmm. You're stranded on a desert island. You can only take one instrument with you. What would that instrument be?
That would be the piano, even though it's not very portable.
And keeping it in tune would be difficult.
It functions as a raft, too, to some extent.
There you go. Yeah,
I don't know until, about a week or two ago, when I think until... a week or two ago when I, Janet reached out to me, to kind of let us know that this was going on. I guess my question is, has it been consistent for 50 years? There's it like regular practices all the way through, or is this picking up from picking up the torch from something that had been dropped somewhere along the line?
There were a few gaps in time, and that was before I came on the scene, and so I think at the beginning it got started in a terrific way. I've read newspaper articles from the 1970s of the orchestra and how it was so well received in the community. And Sabira did a great job getting it off the ground. And then along the way, there were some gaps. So then sometime later, Lily picked it back up, Lily Albertson, and she did a good job.
Where do you guys practice? Because getting that many, I mean, getting 50 people together anywhere is tricky. And I guess how often and where?
We practice at the middle school, the Boundary County Middle School band room, once a week on Thursday evenings from 6:30 to 8:15. Or 8:30 if I have a mind.
Yeah. Do you get most of the members showing up at every week to practice?
Yes. Sometimes weather is a factor, especially with those folks coming from distances in the winter. This past winter, it really wasn't a factor too much. And then sometimes people will take vacations or trips and... they come and go, but as a general rule, everyone is quite committed, and I'm grateful for that, even though we're all volunteers.
Yeah.
We're here with Glenda Novinger, the Bonners Ferry Community Orchestra musical director and conductor, and we're looking ahead to July 4th, a free outdoors concert before the fireworks at the Boundary County Fairgrounds. That's on Riverside Avenue along the Kootenai River on the south side under a pavilion. You mentioned that you practice every Thursday. Are there other concerts coming up after July 4th? What's the year agenda look like for the band.
Yes, we, in October, my music studio, Novinger Music Center, has a concert at Becker Auditorium, which is at the high school. Mm-hmm. It is a single composer concert. In other words, we choose one composer, Bach, Beethoven, Chopin, Haydn, different composers that most musicians have heard of that composed a good number of works. And we will give a concert, either individuals from Novinger Music Center, pianists, and also individuals and small ensembles from the orchestra. We will come together for this concert. And the fun part about that concert is that each person that plays a musical piece also gives a brief paragraph or even a sentence or two of information about that composer. Oh. So that by the end of the concert, the audience feels that they've gotten to know that person that composed all the music. So they get a real well-rounded view of who that composer was. And I've had many people say to me after that concert, it just makes me want to go home and research that person. Absolutely. And learn more mm-hmm. about them and hear more of their music. So that's kind of the point of it. This coming October, we will be playing music by Franz Schubert. Mm-hmm. And he was born in Austria. And so he wrote, he lived a very short life, only 31 years, but he wrote more than 600 songs, and he wrote symphonies and other works. And so we're looking forward to that concert.
Well, it sounds like it's a combination entertainment as well as educational.
Yes.
And because sometimes when you go to a concert, you get these disembodied, detached performances of works of that you don't, what year, who did it, and all sorts of information. I think that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Who is in the Bonners Ferry Community Orchestra? You don't have to name all 50 people, but like what kind of person is attracted to the orchestra? Any characteristics that you can identify? What kind of person joins a community orchestra, especially in Bonners Ferry?
That is a great question, mm-hmm. Jack. We have such a variety of people that are in our orchestra. It's so fun. Mm-hmm. We have professionals who have gotten paid money to play with other groups. And we have students who have been, who are still taking lessons on their instruments, who have only been playing a year or less. Mm-hmm. That is the wide variety of people who are playing. Last year, we had a young lady. Her name's Justine. She plays the oboe. She's a professional. And she travels all over the Pacific Northwest and gets paid for playing the oboe. But I asked her one time if she felt that some of the music we were playing was too easy for her or beneath her, and she said no. She was really enjoying our orchestra, and she joined Bonners Ferry Community Orchestra knowing that we were all volunteers because she wanted to get to know people in the community. Mm-hmm. She was new to the area, and she wanted to get to know people. We have other people who are single adults, and they feel that this is the one they have told me in person. This is the one thing they really look forward to all week, to be able to get together with other people and make music. We have, obviously, the students are still really growing in their musicianship. And one thing I love about their participation is they get to sit between adults and get free mentoring mm-hmm. at every rehearsal. They're learning not just how to play their instruments, but a lot about life and about how to work toward excellence. And then we have a lot of players just in the middle that just love playing music. But when you play an instrument like the viola, for instance, it's very difficult to play that alone. You mm-hmm. need a group to play with. And so we have had people join our orchestra who have played in other orchestras and felt it was too stressful because it was very intense.
Mm-hmm.
With our orchestra, I would say one of the challenges that I have as the director is balancing my desire for musical excellence with the reality that I'm working with volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to motivate people toward excellence without frustrating or discouraging them by pushing them too hard. And so we have the people that come to our orchestra really like that. Mm-hmm. They like the challenge, but they also like the fact that we have fun, we laugh, and the one thing that many people, especially those who have played in multiple orchestras before, that have said about our orchestra is that it feels like a family,
mm-hmm.
not just like a musical entity.
Yeah, that's very cool. You guys play in Bonner's Ferry mostly. You're playing at the fairgrounds. But in May, I believe you did a little traveling, right?
We yeah. did. Most of our concerts and our, like Jim was asking earlier, which I didn't fully answer his question, we play a concert in December and we play a concert in the spring, usually mm-hmm. in May. And those concerts are generally played at Becker Auditorium at the local high school. This past May, the third weekend of May, on the 18th, we played our concert in Libby, Montana at a very nice venue, which was the Assembly of God Church there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the very next day, we played our concert in Bonner's Ferry at Becker Auditorium.
Cool.
So several years ago, we played our July 4th concert in Troy, right on the river there
mm-hmm.
at the in the Troy Park.
Yeah.
And that was wonderful as well.
Huh. You are, I don't, well, are there other community orchestras like the Bonner's Ferry Community Orchestra? Or, like, I'm thinking like in Sanders County or in, over in whatever, the Pend'Oreille mm-hmm. County, I guess, Washington or whatever, other kind of more remote communities in our up here in the Pacific Northwest. Are you aware of other organizations like yours, or is the Bonner's Ferry Community Orchestra kind of unique?
I'm sure that there are other community orchestras in smaller communities.
Mm-hmm.
In this region, I have to be honest and say I've been so busy mm-hmm. with our group that I haven't really done a lot of research on surrounding areas. I know that Lincoln County, which is where Libby mm-hmm. is located, they pull together an orchestra for some of their school musicals,
mm-hmm.
Like a stage band orchestra. They recently did Annie over there and had a pit band.
Mm-hmm.
And at near Christmas time, they do Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
Lorraine Brown is in charge of that, and they have a small orchestra there as well. So, but whatever we're doing here in Boundary County obviously is a draw.
Yeah.
Because we're playing some different music than the people are getting either in Bonner County or in Lincoln County. And so we're just happy to offer something unique.
Mm-hmm.
And I do attend concerts here in Bonner County. I've been to the Pend'Oreille Chorale and Orchestra concerts, and uh-huh. I've also been to the North Idaho Philharmonia,
mm-hmm.
which has been, both of those are wonderful opportunities as well.
Yeah. I think you mentioned a little bit about your background. You had played the flute. You were in college?
My primary instrument is the piano.
Oh, okay.
So when I received my degree in 1978 from Eastern Illinois University, it was a double degree in piano performance and music education. Hmm. And so since that time, I have been teaching. I taught from my home. I've taught in a private school. I've taught in home schools, in charter schools. I've taught in public schools, but always music. I've taught band, choir, general music, and just a variety of things.
Yeah.
So.
I keep coming back to the idea in my head, like Bonner's Ferry. Sandpoint is itself not a huge town. It's, you know, Sandpoint's only about 10,000 people. We're kind of a small town ourselves. Bonner's Ferry is only, 2,000-3,000 people or something?
About
like
3,000, yeah. Yes.
That you can find in a community of about that size, 50 people to come together every week to create a community orchestra. It seems it's striking to me. I guess it's
and I think that's why even people in Bonner's Ferry, there are still people in our own town that don't realize we have a viable orchestra.
Yeah,
and when people hear us, this would give you a little example. Recently, we had the grandparents of someone who I teach in my studio. They were up for several weeks visiting the grandkids, and their own grandson is in middle school. And I invited them to come to the orchestra concert, and they came. And the following week, they came to their grandson's piano lesson. And as this man, who is, I would say, in his mid-60s, was describing the orchestra concert to me, he teared up. And he said, "I'm not sure what I was expecting, but the sound that came from your orchestra was absolutely beautiful. It was overwhelming to me. I wasn't expecting that kind of life-changing sound." He was just very complimentary. Recently, we had I received an email from several people who came up from Sandpoint to our concert because they had seen an ad somewhere down here in the Sandpoint area, and they sent me an email again saying we were blown away by how excellent the sound was, what a variety of music you were playing, how many people were involved in the orchestra. Since we did an international folk festival theme, we all wore costumes or outfits, as you could say, from various countries. And they felt that was unique and fun. And usually, of course, we wear stage black or black and white. Or concert black. For the 4th of July, we'll be wearing red, white, and blue. And it's just, we like to have fun as well as play excellent music.
Yeah. It is, what is the 4th of July like in Bonner's Ferry, by the way? I've never been. I'm always here. I'm here in Sandpoint. There are fireworks somewhere in town, I guess.
Yes. John Becker is in charge of the fireworks for this year and for the last several years. He's doing a great job. Because Bonner's Ferry is a smaller community, a lot of people, in fact, the majority of the community comes out, and that's fun to have everyone there. There are games and vendor booths, and then, of course, we have various musical groups that are playing as well under mm-hmm. the pavilion, and our orchestra is just one of those groups.
Yeah. Are you the last show before the fireworks, or is there more to come after you guys?
Well, we play from 7 to 8 p.m., okay. and the fireworks don't start until 10.
Yeah.
So there are mm-hmm. other things that are going on.
Yeah. But it usually draws a pretty good crowd to the,
yes.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
It is.
How about the rest of your concerts? Do you find that there is a lot of support in the rest of the community, the part that isn't playing? Do you get a lot of people coming out when you guys have your events?
Our audiences have been growing.
Yeah.
When I first joined the orchestra in 2017, we played in a small venue in the Pearl Theater, mm-hmm. which is a nice venue, but we had a maximum of, I would say, about 50 people coming to our concerts. And that seemed to me, just as a member of the orchestra, to be a bit of a shame mm-hmm. since we had worked hard
yeah.
for several months to prepare the music and to play it once, and just a handful of people coming to listen.
Yeah.
It seemed like, you know, we should try to expand our reach
mm-hmm.
and bring enrichment to more of the community. So with the growth of the orchestra since 2017, and also people coming from other locations and getting the word out in more than one place, our audiences now at Becker Auditorium have been 300 to 400, even close to 500.
Mm-hmm.
And cool. So we're really happy about that.
Yeah.
The word's getting out.
Yeah. I mean, and that's bigger than, so you outgrew the Pearl Theater, it sounds like.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. What if it keeps growing? Where do you go next? I guess there's always room outdoors. You can.
Yes. Yeah. I would say the next step would be to play more than one concert in
yeah.
Bonner's Ferry. Up to this point, we have
yeah.
only played one concert per season in our own town.
Mm-hmm.
Other groups play multiple concerts, so that would yeah. probably be a good idea.
I suppose. I'm getting out ahead of myself here, I guess, but have you ever thought of coming down this way, doing a traveling show, bring the orchestra down to Sandpoint for something? Of course, there'd be stiff competition. We do have
yes,
the other.
Yes,
I
think
group.
That, yes, that's mm-hmm. probably what I've tried to be careful of. I don't
yeah.
want to tread on the territory, so to speak,
sure.
of those people who are offering the musical opportunities here in Sandpoint, which
yeah.
they are all doing a wonderful job.
Yeah. Well, we will just we'll have to come to you, I guess. And the next opportunity is July 4th at the Boundary County Fairgrounds as part of the July 4th, the overall July 4th experience in Bonner's Ferry. The Bonner's Ferry Community Orchestra will be there from 7 to 8 p.m. playing under the pavilion, and it sounds like a great show. Do you want to list again mention any of those particular
sure.
numbers you're going to be playing?
Yeah. Yes, we are going to open our show with a piece called The American River. These are three traditional pieces that have been orchestrated, Suwannee River, and pieces by Gershwin and Stephen Foster. And that's it's got some swing tune to it, and it's going to be really fun. And then we're going to be playing two pieces by Soon-hee Newbold, who is a Korean American composer. Mm. She has composed a piece called Warrior Legacy and also American Landscape, and those are really beautiful pieces and exciting. We played Warrior Legacy as our encore for our spring concert. We're going to be playing a swing tune called Moonlight Serenade, and that was from the 1950s. That's a very mellow laid-back tune. And we're going to be playing, again, our Salute to the Armed Forces medley. We're going to be playing the movie theme from The Magnificent Seven, which was a lot of fun. Of course, the conclusion will be Stars and Stripes Forever by John Philip Sousa. And then we have a young lady named Lydia Acton, who will be playing a violin solo called Ashokan Farewell. That was the theme song for Ken Burns' PBS documentary series on the Civil War.
Yeah.
And she'll be playing that.
That's a beautiful piece of music, too. Mm-hmm. Actually, all the ones that you mentioned that I'm familiar with, I will, sound fantastic. Excellent choices, all. Who gets to choose the music, by the way? Do you pick it all, or is there any democracy in the process?
Well, I choose the music. I'm the last. I have the last word. But last year, for example, since our orchestra had grown so much, and we had some professionals and people with a lot of experience playing in the group, we did do a player survey at the end of the season and just asked a lot of questions, and then we collated that information. Janet Peterson, our board president, put all that information together for us so that we had some idea about what everyone was preferring and what everyone would like to see in the future, maybe even some changes. So that's helped us just plan for the near future.
Cool. Glenda, I guess the last question is, if somebody's listening and especially if they happen to play the bassoon, or the French horn. That's right. Who should they reach out to? How do they get in touch or find more information about becoming a member of the Bonners Ferry Community Orchestra?
That would be myself. So, okay. You can email me at novingerpiano, NOVINGER piano @gmail.com. Or call me at 208-597-1118 if you're interested in potentially participating in our orchestra. Mm-hmm. May I please give a shout out to our board members?
Absolutely.
Because they are the ones who really make my life easier as the director, and I really would like to call attention to them. I've already mentioned Janet Peterson, our principal violinist and also our board president. Rihanna Wright is our vice president. She plays flute and harp in the orchestra. Eric Lindenbush, trumpet player, is our board secretary. Sue Wogtek is violinist and she is our treasurer. Amanda Ellsbury plays cello. She's our publicist. Claudia Mutz is oboe. She is our oboist, and she is our orchestra librarian. Chuck Yarling is from Libby. He is our only Libby board member. He is a percussionist and member at large. And Ty and Brenda Nagady are our assistant conductors from Troy.
Is there anything? This has been a wonderful talking to you this morning. Is there anything we didn't say about the orchestra that... that we should have? Did I forget to ask you any big important questions, you think?
I just would like to say thank you to all our orchestra members. They really are balancing. Obviously, they're all volunteers, as I am as well. That's kind of, we are a nonprofit organization, and so we are all volunteering our time, and it is such a joy to help develop the team of musicians that enjoys developing their best sound together. And I appreciate all the relationships that I've been able to develop with each one of them and the relationships that they've developed with each other. And then just watching the progress from the beginning of each season until the concert performance is very rewarding. And I just want to say thank you to all the Bonners Ferry Community Orchestra members, whether they're from Boundary County or from Montana or whether they're from Bonner County. Thank you to all of you. And we appreciate all of you who are audience members, because our music would not be nearly as enjoyable without an audience to play for. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. Glenda Novinger is the conductor and music director for the Bonners Ferry Community Orchestra. Thank you very much for being here today, Glenda.
Thank you for having me.